So we thank God that we know we're embarking on an area where we've never been before. But we have a God that's able. How many of you are God is able? And we have a God that's able. First Lady, didn't you sing this song, God Specializes?
Yeah.
Have you been in your rivers? Indeed, I'm crossing.
Yes.
Yeah. No one ever sing along?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Because when you begin to praise the Lord, God will start moving in your situation.
And there arose a great storm of wind,
and the wind cease, and there was a
great calm.
Just not a regular calm, but a
great calm.
And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that there are no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another,
come over and you and me, you can overcome.
to our message today, and I'm sure I've heard so many people say it already. Our message is that, can we say it together? I'm in the storm.
I'm in the storm.
Yeah. But I'm in the storm. But the most important thing, he said, but
God will make a way
somehow. I don't know how. But I do know God will make a way
somehow.
The storm will rage.
Yes.
The wind is blowing all around. I'm in a storm.
Yes.
But the Lord will make a way somehow. I know today, brothers and sisters, a lot of us in a storm. Some of us got some Katrinas that's devastating. Some of us got some Hugos that's destroying everything. This storm means a violent storm. It means a violent wind. It means a storm of destruction. Anybody feel like something's all around you in the storm? Say, I'm in a storm. Hallelujah. But the storm, they said when Jesus was there, he was in the boat. Now, you know what's so important about the hind part of the boat? That's where the pilot of the captain usually is. Back in those days. So Jesus was getting back in the boat, but he was still in charge. He was still leading. He was still guiding. He was still showing them the way to go. Now they said, well, why was he in the back of the ship asleep? Because he was not in a spiritual sleep. He was in a physical sleep. Because he my ship got full. And I had to get off the ship. Oh, sit over. And I didn't want to have to use my expertise, and I didn't walk on board. But it was only 3 feet, so I walked out. But the ship got full, and the ship. When it got full, and then as the water came to the back, it just threw us out. Thank God it threw us to the shore and it threw us the other way. Because unfortunately, the person that me with me couldn't swim.
Can't swim.
Okay, I couldn't swim. I didn't bother anymore. But I didn't have a life vest. And he didn't have a life vest. I said, oh my God, what am I going to tell his wife? And when we finally managed to get to shore, I looked at my mighty wife there and it says from 80 to 100 pounds. But they say Jesus is in the ship and the ship was full. Storms Jonah got in the ship and went to the part and went to sleep. And the storm was raging. They were doing everything they could do. This is unusual. This ain't a, anybody feel like this ain't a normal storm?
Amen. Hallelujah.
This isn't normal. I've done what I'm supposed to do. Those mariners would say, hey, amen. Something's wrong. They're all trying to fix the situation, and Jonah's in the back part of the ship sleeping. They went to Jonah and said, hey, what's wrong with you? Wake up and call on your God. So they began to roar and it got worse because it was a Jonah storm. I don't mind being a natural storm, but I want to cause the storm. Amen. Do you understand? Jonah caused the storm because he was disobedient. So the more they roared, the worse he got. So they chose Jonah's lives and said, who's causing this storm? This ain't a normal storm. This situation is abnormal. Who's causing the storm? So when they chose Lot, the Lot fell on Jonah. Yes. And they went to Jonah. They said, Jonah, tell us your occupation. Tell us where you're from. Tell us why we're in this storm, because this ain't a normal storm. So Jonah said, I'm a Hebrew. Hallelujah. He said, God sent me to go to Nineveh, but I flee from the presence of the Lord. Amen. So they all begin to call on their God. And as they begin to call on their God, the storm got worse. So they said, Jonah, you got a relationship with God. What are we going to do? Now Jonah just calls the storm. He said, throw me overboard. Throw me overboard. Wait a minute, you the storm? You want me to throw you overboard? So they worked hard. Got worse. When he began to pray, God will make a way somehow.
Yeah.
Listen, know how they. Thank you.